This is KAYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for allowing us another opportunity to come together to give you praise, to worship you as thou hast done in heaven, we are doing it here on earth. O Heavenly Father, I pray that you would just loan us your Holy Spirit. Fall fresh on each and every one of us. Oh, Heavenly Father, for I need you in this time of service. I can't do it without you, oh, Heavenly Father. I ask that you would just speak through me. Use me as your vessel. I heard in the word you said, open your mouth and I'll speak for you. So, Heavenly Father, I stand here with my mouth open, trying to deliver the word that you gave and put on my heart to give to the people today, O Heavenly Father. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for our pastor, for allowing me the opportunity to do your will. All these blessings we ask in your darling son, in Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Today, I'm going to talk to you about a very known subject, the prodigal son. It is found in Luke, the 15th chapter. Luke, the 15th chapter. Have you found it? Say amen. I'm going to read to you the 11th through the 17th, and then I'll probably also read the 24th verse. It says, a parable of the lost son. Then he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided them to his livelihood. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and journeyed himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to be filled with swine, to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled this stomach with the pods that the swine ate. And no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and not perish with hunger? Verse 24, for this is my son, was dead, is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. May have a seat. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word and the hearing doers. If I had to give this a topic, because it changed since I had prepared a sermon, I was going to come to you from another scripture. But the Lord last night had changed it. And if I would give it a title, I would call it Return to the Lord. Return to the Lord. And then the subtitle I would have for it is Come Back. Come Back. Now, like I said, this is a very familiar scriptures that I just read. You heard it over and over and over again. But I'm going to put a little twist on it. A lot of times, we leave the Lord. We leave the Lord, whether you want to admit it or not. We get ourselves out of his presence. When life and things going good for us, we forget about the Lord. You know, and God let us go. He don't stop us. He's a free will God, because our mind is made up to do what we feel that we need to do. So this prodigal son here, he know his father had a lot of stuff. He I don't know how old he was, but I would suspect that he probably was of age, you know, young man and everything. So he wanted his stuff. He wanted to live the way he wanted to live. You know, when we were coming up, you know, we had to go to church. There wasn't no question about it. But when we got old, we stopped going to church as regular as we used to, was coming to. Because, see, when we was coming up, If we didn't go to church, we couldn't do anything else. We couldn't do anything else. You know, so we had to go to church. But today is different. We don't make our children go to church. That's how, see, we're the culprits. You know, we set an example for them. Because as we got older, you know, we said, I'm not going to church. You know, that's all I had to do when I was coming up. You know, so I'm gonna do it and enjoy myself, you know, out there in the world. When we left, that's just what we done. Now look at what I was finna preach about, or was gonna preach about, is how Israel left God. I don't know how many times they done it. They always left God. Then they asked for forgiveness. They left God. Then they asked for forgiveness. They left God. Then they asked for forgiveness. Let me tell you something. How are we doing it? How are we doing? We're doing the same thing. History doesn't do nothing but repeat itself, y'all. Whether you want to agree with it or not, but we're doing the same thing Israel done. Now, what caused that? What caused that? Why do people do that? It's because of this flesh body. You know, it's because we're in a war. You know, a spiritual warfare. You know, and the word says it is the flesh against the spirit. The flesh against the spirit. And we always yielding to that flesh. That's what causes us to do what we do. Because as long as we have this body, we're going to have problems. We're going to have temptations. You know, so it's imperative that we get into the fight, y'all. We just allow our flesh just to have its way with us. Get into the fight. Read the word. Try to do the word. But what I love about it is, because we're all going to fall short sometime or one time or another. Nobody got it perfect. But Jesus Christ, he was the only perfect man that walked on this earth. So we're going to have problems. We need to put on that whole armor of God, just like what the words say. We need to put it on. We need to have a relationship with God. God is saying today, y'all, come back. Come back. Where are you? Come back. Adam hid from him when he sinned. Adam, where are you? Come back. That's basically the word that he wants y'all to know today. Come back. I was talking with somebody at work, and I heard that person singing. The person was singing. Now, I mean, it had a beautiful voice. I mean, it had a beautiful gospel voice. I say, what church do you go to? I said, you sing in the choir? And she said, I don't go to church no more. That's not the first person who's told me that. A lot of people don't go to church because they just feel that they got it. They just have a relationship with God only. It's not about just God only. It's also about his people. He wants us to come together.